Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or gentlemen. It's the 6th of September today, and it's time for the usual ramble to work. It's quite warm in London today, but it was at home as well. Actually, it's horribly, horribly humid, so it's a bit overcast, so every time it rains, the ground gets wet, obviously, and then the sun shines on you. You'd really feel yesterday. It rained in the morning, as I said, so it was quite miserable in the morning, but then the sun came out, so by the time we went out to gymnastics, it was a bit like sauna, so you could really feel the all the water evaporating. And this morning, coming back from the school run, oh my goodness, I was so out of breath. I thought, am I really that unfit? But then I looked on my app, and according to that is 90% humidity. That's my weather app, by the time. By the way, I haven't got a what they called again on my phone. But I thought, well, that explains it then. No wonder I was gasping for air. So yeah, it's pretty horrible. But it's warm. It's very warm. It's going to be a bit weird. It's going to be a bit like June, warm but damp. Yeah, so first day went really well for the children. Amelia had loads to report. And I don't know whether they haven't got a paper allowance for the upper years, but apparently how we parents find out about things is the teacher tells the children and they're expected to tell us. So I got this list of what she needs and what the teacher said on the way home. So I couldn't really hear, couldn't really write anything down. I was like, let's see if I still remember by the time we get home. She's suddenly grown up. Just the kind of getting herself to school, coming out a different door. So she wants to walk home by herself, but just so she can walk with her friends at her own pace. And they've been told that they mustn't hang around at school and they must go straight home. Because I thought, well, you haven't got a key. You're not going to get in the door. Why do you want to go home by yourself? But it looks like they're going to be out a bit later than everyone else anyway. So, thinking about it. I think it would definitely be good for her confidence to let her do that on her own. And I've noticed that in the afternoon there's less chance of anyone parking on the pavement where she would have to go in the road. So, yeah. And if there are, I suppose we could always wait for her. Busy day ahead. But I had the pleasure and the privilege to go on the train in with Simon, so that was nice. So I managed to have more of a chat while we're both keeping up with emails at the same time. It definitely starts in the morning. Otherwise. I can't remember, there was definitely something else I was going to say. I've forgotten what that was now. Something about school being back. I definitely need to do a boo about the fish, but I'll do that separately. I don't know, I can't remember now. There's loads going on. I got lots of gossip from Amelia as well. Henry was kind of, it was okay. Yeah, he'll go again, kind of thing. But yeah, really good getting themselves ready in the morning. So, yeah, which is always helpful on a Tuesday because it's a bit more of a rush and I've got lots of fruit to peel. two snacks, one lunch box, which means I'll probably have to go and get some this afternoon before I pick them up. But we haven't got scouts yet. That starts next week with the AGM. so it's going to be a bit leisurely today. But we'll see. Anyway, I might just stop this since I can't think what else it was I wanted to talk about. So I don't need to ramble needlessly. And then I might come back if I remember. But for now, I wish you all a good Tuesday. And I'll speak to you sooner or later. Bye for now. I've just remembered, which is annoying because this was sort of a very close to 5 minutes boo. And it's now also windy. We had, it's one of those days yesterday, actually. Henry, and I don't know why, but he didn't make it to the table with his dinner, and he ended up dropping it just before the table. And the previous owners thought that having cream-coloured carpet in a dining room was a good idea. It was just like, you know, and I always thought, oh no, the kids throwing food down, you know, when they're small, something's going to end up on the floor, and it just never happened until yesterday. And the plate just really went. So all the spinach covered pasta was on the floor, and it was kind of a spinachy sauce, so it's all covered in it. Popeye pasta, if you want to know, it's called. The only way of getting spinach into the kids, that I've tried, to be fair. So it's very green, and I ended up scrubbing the carpet. I haven't noticed too much of a stain this morning, so hopefully it's okay. It just put me in mind of, I just thought, you know, never happened when they were little, but it's now when you think they're able to get their plates to the table, which is something they want to do, now it happens. And it completely put me in mind of when I was about 18, so it must have been last year at school, we had to go to this cross-country thing. It was an all-day thing, and they made us crawl through the undergrowth and through the mud, and it was quite muddy. And I came home, I had to go on the tram to get home, and I noticed I got lots of funny looks because I was absolutely covered in mud. And my mum saw me, and she was like, I just cannot believe this. She said, you know, all these years I thought this is going to happen, you're going to be covered in it, but no, it's now I thought we're through this phase, now you're turning up looking completely filthy. You know, and obviously I was like, well, it's not my fault, I mean, I didn't want to crawl through the mud, but we had to. It was just like that, but it's just a funny thing, isn't it? Anyway, it's all good. As I said, it's not too much of a stain anyhow, plus at some point it'll all need to be replaced anyway, so it's fine. I just thought, it's just funny how these things happen. Anyway, and now I've done nearly my entire boo full of ramble, so there we go. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll definitely speak to you later. Bye for now.